just congratulate him and all that he does. I mean, I think that's it's a special honor for him. So let's go. What's that?
Is the Shays Everett up for that as well?
Let's go through the injury list this week. These guys will definitely miss Wednesday's practice. So Alan Barbary has got the right hamstring strain. It's a grade one. Should be okay for the game, but we'll hold him out of Wednesday's practice. Brent Selleck, just a stinger. He'll be fine, but we'll hold him precautionary on Wednesday. John Dornbos, as you know, had the wrist. He did have surgery on it last night after the game, and so he's definitely out IR. You know, he's done for the season. It's going to be he's one of the leaders of the team, so he's definitely going to be missed. Wendell has a right knee MCL sprain. It's grade two. Again, it's a lengthy injury, so much like a Big V's injury there. So we'll see what we'll do there. Darren Sproles, obviously with a concussion, he's in the protocol, so we'll monitor that day to day. Matt Tobin, left knee MCL sprain. It's a grade two as well. Happened on the next to last play of the game. Of course, then Big V is doing better. We anticipate probably here in the near future getting him back. Obviously, I'm not sure about this week, but we'll see. We'll see where he's at. And then Jalen Watkins has it's on his left hand, the fourth finger tendon. He ruptured the tendon in that finger, so that's another one that he'll have an MRI and see where he's at on that. So lengthy list. Brandon Brooks, DGB, Jordan Matthews, they'll all be good to go for Wednesday.
Did you find out further what is the issue with Brandon Brooks in terms of his illnesses?
We have not yet. That's something we're going to continue to explore today with him and just see. It's obviously unfortunate, but we need to get to the bottom of it and just find out why.
He has a history of missing games due to illnesses on the actual day of the game.
It's not necessarily the actual. I mean, it's happened on the actual day of the game. He has had. There is a little bit of history there, but it's something we have to. Our medical team will do more to investigate this thing as we go.
Has he ever had this on a non-game day since he's been here with you guys?
As far as I know, no. No.
Now, like at what point, both times in the morning?
Actually, it was the day of the game, the morning of the game.
7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Oh, I'm usually in the office, so my phone rings 8:30, 9 o'clock, 8, you know, in the morning, and usually talking to Peduzzi and going that route.
Will you have to give Samalu reps every week now, not really knowing what's going to happen week to week?
Which we do anyway. As far as Isaac getting reps, we do put him in there and get reps. Just like Tobin, we put Tobin in there to get reps. We give Wiz center reps, you know. So we do that during the week anyway, just for, you know, if someone were to get nicked up in the game.
Is Brooks still your starter?
Yes, yes.
Two-minute warning. How come a timeout wasn't called there to try to get them to run another play before the pre-stoppage?
Before the and halftime?
Watching this last series.
Halftime?
No, at the end of the game.
Oh well, we had one left. Yeah, one left. The conversations that we had and the thinking there, If they were to be, I was going to use it on third down. That's when I believe it was second down at the time. They were going to run a play, and then I was going to use it on third down and save the time in that situation. Unfortunately, they scored with a minute and 53, and in that case, it did benefit because now we had time and timeouts to put a 2-minute drive together.
What's the plan at long snapper, and also how does Wendell's kind of affect you guys at running back? It seemed like he was coming on.
Yeah, Wendell is definitely going to be, missed, obviously, because he was definitely having a good season and helping us along the way. You know, Kenyon obviously was down, so Kenyon will definitely be active, you know, going forward along with Ryan, and then we'll see where Darren is at the end of the week. We do have Byron Marshall, you know, on our practice squad, so that's obviously a possibility later in the week of maybe activating him as well. And then getting back to John, we'll have to probably bring in some guys today, tomorrow, work out some guys, and try to get a long snapper in here.
Father was with the team in camp.
He's one of the guys. Yeah, he'd be one of the guys.
Doug, when you guys are talking about this with Brandon, is it mental?
That I don't know. That's something that our medical team will dive into and try to find out.
How difficult is it to, I mean, you guys played 13 games, he's missed two of them. How difficult is it to kind of week by week not know if you can have your right guard?
Well, it can be a challenge. You know, I think for us as coaches and as a staff, by giving Isaac, you know, these reps during the week, it definitely prepares for anything. It's obviously no different if he were to go down with injury, say, in the first quarter and he's got to go play. It is a difficult situation, but at the same time, we feel comfortable with Isaac and giving him the time during the week to be ready and handle the situation.
So Saturday night, there was no indication that Brandon wasn't feeling well, anything to that injury?
No, he was fine at the meetings, and you know, everything was good.
Why all 60 ends up on Sunday?
Well, I felt like we could use, you know, Stephen Means has been a big part of, you know, our service team during the week. He's a guy that we feel like has a you know, bright future. He's an energetic guy, brings a lot of energy, a lot of juice to that D-line. And it's another way of you know, keeping guys fresh during the game. And just one extra guy that can give guys, you know, the added rest they need during the game.
Did you talk to Brandon Brooks about yesterday and what was going on?
I spoke to him this morning. Mm-hmm. You know, he definitely wants to explore, you know, the reasons why, you know, and if we can help him, I want to help him and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Is this some kind of stomach thing?
Again, I medically, I don't know. I mean, I'm not Brandon, so I can't speak for him. But something we gotta get to the bottom of and help him as an athlete.
It's pretty vicious hit that Sproles took. I mean, did you get to talk to him afterwards? What was he? You know, what kind of state was he in? What do you know?
I talked to him when he was obviously conscious coming off the field. You know, he was fine at that point, obviously, but he had to go into the protocol. You know, and that's where he's at. So that's all I can really speculate on that. You know.
Another follow-up on Brandon. Did he report to the stadium with any plan of playing, or was determined before he arrived at the stadium?
Oh, no. He was playing, you know, and he was there at the stadium, you know, ready to go, you know, when all this happened.
And so did he go through warm-ups at all?
No.
Should Blackstad hit that injured door cross for the penalty?
It looked on film like it was illegal, you know, kind of got him kind of right in the shoulder, helmet across. Yeah.
The interception, Wentz's first to Ertz. What was supposed to happen on that play? And
you know, again, it's something where in that case, I need to communicate really to Zach, just anticipate that the coverage there in that situation, just I'll do a better job of coaching him on that. It was just a quick little slant, you know, Carson had – there was one extra guy coming. Kelsey did a great job of holding two guys off and giving him some time. And, you know, I just got to make sure our guys are better prepared for those looks and those situations.
What was going on down yesterday?
Well, we had Steven up, you know, and we put Camus down. So – again, wanted to have the added pass rusher.
You said Tobin got hurt on the next to last play of the game. Did you know he was injured on that final play? And why not give him some help against Kerrigan, if so?
I did not, honestly did not know that he was injured on the play before. There was a pile, and you know, he came out of the bottom of the pile, but didn't see anything at that time. On the last play, you know, yeah, there's that would definitely be, had I known, maybe I could have done something with our back or a tight end over there. Thing is, Matt did a great job that whole drive blocking him. And a lot of times they were line gaming, they were stunting, and Kerrigan was coming inside. It just so happened on that last one that he was a little bit wider. And obviously on film, you know, Matt, just an unfortunate situation, just couldn't push off the knee.
Saw upstairs, you know, that he was hobbled after that previous play. Is there some process where one of your guys upstairs is keeping an eye on that, or and can communicate that to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we're always looking for, you know, for those situations and for those things. I mean, you know, obviously we didn't catch it, you know, and then we got to be as coaches, we got to be a little more in tune to that, and then if we see it, we can either substitute or help him.
I mean, what were your options? You're just basically down to one guy anyway. Andrews was the only guy left, right? How would you have handled that if you had a chance to? He's really not a tackle, is he?
Well, we would have bumped Isaac out and put Josh Andrews at guard. That would have been the scenario.
All the guys banged up on the O-line and Brooks kind of being an unknown. Are you going to need to make any roster moves? And Big V, you're not sure if he'll be available Sunday. So are you going to need to add anybody, or are you okay with what you have?
Well, you know, we're looking at all that today. You know, we'll definitely with Matt Tobin, you know, we're going to have to, you know, we still have Dylan Gordon, and but there's going to be probably opportunity to work out some guys and bring some guys in and try to fill those spots, you know, obviously just like we would with John in this situation. So the next couple of days will be big days for us.
He's been sacked 11 times and hit almost 40 times over the last four games, in light also of the O-line issues and the fact that you're essentially out of the playoffs. Do you have to even do more to protect your franchise quarterback?
Yeah, those are things to consider these next couple of weeks, but by no means do we want to hamper any kind of you know, aggressiveness on offense. If we need to use backs and tight ends, we'll consider doing that a little bit more as we go.
The stats on this team, it's 5 or 6 years now about the playoffs, it looks like. What's the message to them in these final 3 weeks of the season when it's obviously unlikely that there's a postseason?
Well, I think if they just look at yesterday's game and really how well, you know, they played that. Were there mistakes? Yeah, there were mistakes, and there were some costly red zone turnovers and all of that. But the effort, the energy, the fact that with everything that's gone on this season, the fact that they were in that game to the end, and then having another offseason, having another draft, going through free agency again, bringing in some more competition to help at every spot. I think if they look at that and that's the message, then we're going to be okay.
When you look at a guy like Leotis, I mean, he's been, you know, had his ups and downs this season. And like yesterday, had four pass breakups, but also, you know, gave up the long touchdown to Deshaun. But like, what does it say about his resiliency? Kind of that seems to keep fighting. And
yeah, you know, for it's his resiliency is unbelievable, because he's usually been on this report for most of the season, you know, and he's been fighting that that injury and going out to practice every day and battling at practice, you know, making sure he's ready to go. And you know, at this time of the season, I think he's finally healthy, you know, and it was really good to I was happy for him yesterday to get that interception, obviously, for the touchdown and a couple PBUs, and you know, you've seen teams kind of go after and go towards him a little bit more in these last couple of weeks, but he really hung in there yesterday and did a nice job. He rose to the occasion, and obviously Deshaun's a, you know, he's a great receiver, got a lot of speed, and just got, you know, just got beat. It was just a one-on-one and got beat. So those things are going to happen, but he's been a bright spot here towards the end of the season.
Be a spoiler over the next few weeks. Is that something that you'll relay to the guys? And is that something?
Say that one more time.
The chance to be a spoiler for some teams to make the playoffs. Is that something that you guys can kind of get behind? Or?
Yeah, you know, I just want our guys to go out and compete and play hard every week. Spoiler or not, I mean, you know, technically, if you look at it mathematically, we're not out of it. But I think if we just go and learn from yesterday and knowing that they can play this well, the beauty of it would have been, I mean, had we pushed through and won that game yesterday, what it does for the psyche of the team, what it does for a young quarterback, young players, I think speaks volumes. But the fact that, you know, we took it right to the basically the last play of the game also speaks volumes to this team. You know, a lot of times in this situation, you take less stress off yourself and you really perform. You know, sometimes it creates a loose environment. Players are a little more loose and not necessarily in their planning, but in the way they play sometimes. And the energy level's high. And they feed off of yesterday. And 'cause I've been on a couple of teams where we've been out of it, but we actually play our best football at the end of the game because for whatever reason, the psyche of it is, you know, you go out and you just enjoy playing and playing with your guys. So that's kind of going to be the message these next couple of weeks. And you know, we still got three left, and we're gonna get ready for these three.
Do you think the effort on an IR candidate
for you? Who would be an IR candidate?
Yeah. Are the guys?
Well, besides Dornbos, I mean, Wendell, Matt, and Jalen would be the three, you know, that could potentially go on IR just because of the nature of the injury and 3 weeks left.
Okay. Thanks, guys.